is tough times. Tough times. We are in very difficult times. I don't know if you feel that as much as some others do, but we cannot ignore the fact that we are in a difficult, chaotic set of time that is not going to get better, folks. It's not going to get better. It will get better someday as believers when we pray for the kingdom to come and the return of Jesus Christ, but today we're in tough times. And it's interesting to think that, I'm a Christian, I'm so well protected, I'm okay. It's the other guys who are going to have to suffer the tough times. It's only those who haven't repented that are going to get the difficulties in life. No. Both the believer and the unbeliever are struck by trouble. You know, I remember listening to Alistair Begg once. He says, when it rains, and there's a whole bunch of people standing outside, it rains on everybody, right? The believers aren't sort of got a little sunshine walking around or hanging over them and keeping them from getting wet. Everybody gets wet. When there's an earthquake, believers unfortunately pass away too. When we're in Gaza, Palestinians, Christians in Israel, yes, Ukraine, China, and you pick it anywhere. All right? There is trouble. Today, we are inundated with bad news. In fact, personally, I don't even like watching the news sometimes at night because all it is, you know, death, destruction, lies, injustice, you know, you can name it, violence. And then when it gets down to our personal lives, we have our own personal tragedies. We are confronted sometimes with financial or health or relationship issues. We have emotional and sometimes spiritual problems. We find little solace or comfort. We're in the middle of a trial. We get into deep depression. We worry. We look for sort of some kind of an instant solution to bring calm back into our lives. And sometimes we actually get to the point where we say, God, why? Why is this happening to me or to my family? Where do I go? What do I do? You know, there's people out there who think that, well, if you're having trouble, if you're a Christian and you're having trouble, it means that God's punishing you for some reason. Wrong. Don't ever let that thought ever get into your mind. You know, where do we go in times of trouble? When you were a little kid, what did you do when things weren't, you know, you wanted to hide away or you wanted to sort of seek refuge, if you want to call it? I used to hide under my bed. I thought that was a really safe place. Nobody's going to get to me under there. I'd take a comic book and a flashlight and get under the bed and woohoo, I'm fine. All right? That's a bit of trivial. But there are more serious things happening, of course, than hiding under your bed as a kid. We have refugee camps filled with people, okay, because of the trials and tribulations and the decay of this world right now. We have, you know, wartime subways. You know, if we go back to London, England, and not just there, but also in other parts of the world, people go into the subways when there's bombings and wars. They seek refuge. There are even those who they think they're going to escape it all by living off the grid. I think that's a very dangerous approach to take because you're thinking you can solve and seek refuge on your own. I find it interesting that John talked about our meeting on Thursday. he used the expression, how is your store? It's how is your soul? How is your soul? How healthy do you feel about your soul? And I like the store analogy, because if the store shelves are empty, I got an empty soul, I need to get it restocked somehow. So whether it's soul or store, it doesn't make any difference. The question is real. The question is a valid question. When asked, how is your soul or store? Are you feeling depressed? Are you feeling under attack? Do you feel that if you were truly asked, could you truthfully say, I have no worries, no anxieties, no hardships, everything's perfect, I'm at total calm, I'm at total ease, I'm not restless, everything is just terrific. It's not, is it? And if any of you feel that way, I'm very surprised, because that's not what we are here for. We are here to learn, and we learn sometimes through trials. Here's the number one question. When the hard times come, and they do, and they will, or they have, do we want to face them with God, or do you want to try and do it on your own? Do we want to find refuge and strength somewhere else? Do you want to go hide under a bed? Or do you go to God? Or do you want to try and do a little bit of both? Well, I'll go to God for a while, and if that's not working, I'll go hide under my bed, and if that's not working, I'll go back to God. No. The question is, when the hard times come, and they will, where do you go? How do you want to face these trials and troubles? Where are you going? In Psalm 46, verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, as it says in the New Language Translation, always ready to help in times of trouble. God is telling us he is always ready to help no matter where we are, what we're doing, which part of the world we live in, what time of the day it is. God is there. Now, I'll be the first to admit that sometimes when you read this scripture, you think, well, that's just a platitude. You know, it's, you know, we're just putting a little Band-Aid on one great big gaping wound. But no, God's not saying that. He's saying, look, no matter what we face, God will tell us that when trouble strikes, He, God, is sufficient to get us through it. There is no problem, physical, emotional, spiritual, that is too big for God, because nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. See, I have a confession to make. Part of this message that I'm delivering today, I delivered 4 years ago, almost to the date. I used this same scripture. I used this scripture in January of 2020. And what I didn't realize was that God was about to test me and my family based on the message that I had delivered. A message that is there to encourage us, to give us hope, and to help us to get through extreme trials. And it was 1 month later, at 1 o'clock in the morning on February the 19th in 2020, and some of you know this, that I had a call in the middle of the night that said my son was imprisoned in a Mexican jail. It would be 2.5 years before I would see him again, back here in Canada, and another 6 months before he would be released on parole. And I know many of you know this story today. In fact, you've met my son. And I thank you. You see, when I got that call and at that moment, I had a decision to make. How are we going to get through this trial? Where do we go? To God or to man? I chose God. I chose God. And by doing so, over the past 4 years, I have encountered the love, the richness, the mercy, and the compassion of God and Jesus Christ, and from many fellow believers, many of whom are in this room today. And I say thank you. I say thank you for your prayers, your encouragement, and your support. You see, there are many lessons we learn from going through tough times. And the most important one, and I've got a whole long list, three pages of what have I learned from going through this trial. But the most important one I'm starting to realize is there is a purpose being done. God uses people for his purpose to help other people. You helped me in my trial, and that's why we gather together. That's why we need unity in a congregation. That's why we need each other and share with each other. It bothers me sometimes, and I don't mind it when people call me and say, I've got a problem. Do we know the trials and troubles that people who sit and live around us are going through, and how is there ways that we can help them? Or are we just quite happy to, you know, read the platitudes, as I say? You see, God, when he puts us through a trial, he's preparing us for the future. He's giving us the ability to be able to comfort, encourage, and help those who are feeling helpless, hopeless, and in some cases, totally devastated. How does God help us through a troubled time? Well, Jesus Christ, of course, will tell us in Scripture, we read that we can put our burdens on him, that there's nothing too heavy for him to carry in the way of a burden. In Philippians, Paul tells us that when we're anxious, that we are to pray and to bring our requests with thanksgiving to God. I have found that there are two very proven ways to help you get through, or to help us get through, a difficult and troubled time. The first place I go is the book of Psalms. Why go to the book of Psalms? Because in the book of Psalms, we encounter the mercy and the compassion of God. It's in that place where God will share with you, or share with me, as he has done, the emotions that you're feeling, and lead you into a path of comfort and healing. He will hear and he will answer you. He will teach us through the Psalms. He will give us unfound strength. There are so many scriptures, I haven't even counted them all, where he just says, look, I am your rock and salvation. I am your rock and salvation. He is our refuge. He is our refuge and strength. God is there to help us when we experience trouble. Not that he will remove it from us, not that he will prevent it from us always, but that he will guide us through it, give us the courage, and make us richer for it. You know, when we read somebody said, why do we even have the Old Testament? Why don't we just read the New Testament? Because all throughout the Old Testament, you hear and read of how God has worked in the lives of people, and their interaction with God helped them through some very severe trials. David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Joel, Nahum, all have been inspired to write in the Old Testament how they got through and how God got them through some very serious situations. In Psalm 9:9, here's David. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Here's David saying, you know, Saul had tried to attack him with a spear. His own son tried to kill him, Absalom. He was constantly on the run till he became king, and even then he had many troubles. And yet he always goes to God. I can list you a whole bunch more. Psalm 37, the salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. And Psalm 61, for you've been my refuge, a strong tower. I can give you these scriptures at any time. I just recommend and suggest that you spend some time in the book of Psalms, and you will find, and I do have, by the way, if anybody's interested, probably 16 or 17 excerpts from the Psalms that you can use, that if you're feeling troubled at this moment in time, you will find them helpful, because I used them to get me through that 2.5 year period when my son was away, living in a very, very dangerous situation. In Nahum, the Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. He cares. He cares for us. In the 2.5 years, I searched through the scriptures. I shared scriptures that I found with my son using WhatsApp. I shared with my son and was comforted daily by the encouragement and the promises that God gives us. And as I said, if you want, I can hand out. I have a few copies here if you want them. So number one is to go and listen to God talking to you. And he can talk to you and share your emotion. There isn't an emotion that you feel that he hasn't felt as well and will share with you in the Psalms. So step one, or one of the two steps, is go and listen to what God will help you with in times of trouble. Emotionally encouraging, helping you to understand and helping us to understand that he is our refuge, our salvation, and we can trust in him to get us through whatever we are to face. And the second thing is prayer. The most powerful resource any person can have. Prayer. Hebrews 4. Let us then approach God's throne of grace. Grace, unmerited pardon, with confidence, so that we may what? Receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We go to him in prayer. I'm in need. God, I'm crying out to you. I'm pleading with you. Abba, Father, help me. And he does. In Psalm 140, we can say, Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Come to my relief. And he does. Sometimes not as quickly as we want, but that's something else we get to learn through a long trial, is patience. But we actually see a result. We see a result. James 5, he also says we actually should talk to each other. Confess your sins to each other and pray. Pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person, oh, this is great. It's powerful. It's effective. What God is telling us here is that if we pray for Joan Tatro, for Blair and Linda Anderson, for anybody else in our church who's going through severe trials, if we pray, it says here, our prayer is powerful and effective. It's effective. I know in our bulletin it says on the back there's a scripture on 2 Timothy. It says that I urge you, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people. All people. So not only do we pray for those in our congregation, but let's pray for those people who are in Gaza and Ukraine and in China in prisons, in Nigeria where they're under persecution, and in North Korea and all those other parts of the world. Pray for those people for courage and strength and faith and peace internally. Moses, he makes an amazing statement in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 7. What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near to us whenever we pray to him? What? Where else can you go? You can't go anywhere else. There's no other place, no other person, no other God. There is to have gods near them. How great it is, he says, to have gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us. So, how do we get through these tough times? How do we get through these tough times? We should, first of all, depend on Jesus Christ, of course, as our source of revenue, to try refuge and trust in him. You know, he's the one who, Jesus Christ, he's the Lord of all things. He created heaven and earth. We know him as the creator. We see the stars in the skies. He's the great creator. So why would we not go to our creator? So depend on him as our source of refuge. Drink from him daily, from his word. Whether it's the Psalms, or you're going through Bible through the year, or a devotion each day. Drink. Drink. He's offering to talk to us in word. And to pray, of course. Meet with his people. Encourage one another. I really like this idea of in-home dinners that Anne is starting, because we will get to know each other even more, and therefore we will be able to help each other, encourage each other, and pray for each other. You know, see, the interesting part is that he's our sovereign Lord. And eventually, everyone will have God and the Lord Jesus Christ as their sovereign Lord. In Philippians 2. That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That is what will happen one day. That's what we can look forward to. That this sovereign Lord, we will acknowledge him. You know, it's the other thing to consider when we're going through tough times. Behold how he has worked, what he has done for Abraham, for Moses, for Joshua, for Hezekiah, for Daniel, for Peter, for Paul, for Martin Luther, for Charles Spurgeon, for Ray Stedman, for Warren Wiersbe, for Billy Graham, for all those people. He is their and our God. And what has he done for them? And the fruits of their labors are obvious. We are to glorify God. We are to glorify him, to never give up on him. In prayer, be with him and read his truth. I've used this expression before. When you get into a tough time, stand back, believe, be patient, and watch God do the impossible. Watch God do the impossible. Because Just give ourselves up to him and let him do the impossible. And then there's one more thing that we must do. One more thing. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. And I must admit that when you're in the middle of grief, mourning, trials, troubles, anxieties, and worries, it's hard to understand this. But when you get through it, we are said, look, this is a command. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. And that, I believe, is so true. As your pastor and, well, just as a person, I've gone through a tough time, yeah. I don't want to make it about me. I want to share how to get through that kind of a trouble with you. And in any way I can. And I'll do it at any time. Because God, I personally believe, and it's not just me, it's every person in this room. I went to John and Dee Dee's one day, or actually within the day after I found out what happened to my son, and I got comfort from them. Because, interestingly enough, they'd gone through a trial too. And that's what we're here for, to help and comfort others. Because we're in tough times. And the times are going to get harder and more difficult. And who are you going to go to? You go to God to get you through the tough times. Because as we do and we comfort each other, we can see the picture of the vision of eternal life and the hope that that brings us. I had a summary here, but the summary is actually very simple. The summary is very simple. You see, God knows the brokenhearted. God knows what suffering is like. God knows our emotions. Why? Because he let his son be crucified for our sins. God knows the brokenhearted because he let his son be crucified for our sins. May we take the comfort of his word, the privilege and power of prayer, to get through whatever difficulties we face and bring comfort to those around us. Great God, our Father in heaven, we just praise you and thank you that we can come to you and trust you, that you are our rock and salvation, that we can seek refuge in you, and that we can, with guaranteed assurance, know that you are with us, care for us, watch over us, and will lead us through whatever it is we must face each day. And may we help others get through the tough times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.